Hi, this is Martin Compton. I just wanted to record a few ideas about how you might use Audio Boom for the paperless assessment of various bits and pieces of work. Now, one of the interesting things about Audio Boom is that it's a brilliant free podcasting tool. 10-minute podcasts, as many as you want on the free account, and a number of interesting benefits if you do decide to go premium. But let's just talk about the free account for the moment, because there are certain aspects to it that you need to take into consideration when you're thinking about using it. One of the things about assessment, of course, is that we want to keep a lot of assessed work and feedback private. And Audio Boom doesn't allow you to do that. I mean, the whole point of a podcast is that you record something, as I'm doing now, you put it out there, and then it becomes a global resource. You may have an audience of zero, you may have an audience of hundreds of thousands, but the point is it's out there and it's available to the world. So it's important to bear that in mind when you're thinking about how you might use it for assessment purposes. One of the things that I think is really powerful for it is to set up a task or assignment, or to clarify elements of a given task or an assignment, reminders about due dates and so on and so forth. So you create a page, you create a playlist of reminders for an individual group, and then you record your mini podcasts directed at those particular students. It's always a good idea to try and communicate instructions in multiple ways. What we tend to do is print out or give printed guidance, paper-based guidance for assessments and assignment. If we're trying to save paper, how about having those readable assessment guidelines online, but then doing something like I'm doing now, which is an interpretation with all the inflection, with all the power of an individual voice, the voice of the teacher in this instance, giving instructions, giving guidance, telling the students where to go, in terms of what they have to do for the assignment. So that can really help support students in a different way, enables them to listen to it again and again. You could even record your verbal explanation in class so that they can repeat listen, or you can present it in another way. Or you could record the students telling you back what their understanding of what they have to do is. So multiple ways of just setting up a task using the podcast platform. There are other things that you can do with it as well, of course. If you have a group activity, then group feedback is something that you can do, so long as you don't mention any names. I think you're on really safe ground. And giving some general feedback, even when tasks were individual, is always helpful. So, for example, 20 students hand an assignment in, a number of them make the same mistake with X, Y, or Z. That features as part of your general feedback to the whole group. So you could have a few bullet points for each student on your electronic feedback sheet, and then a link to the podcast, which gives an audio summary of the general issues and general strengths identified across the board, so that the students are able to learn from one another as well and get feedback in a different medium too. So some things to think about, I hope, and some things to try as well.